This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Our Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم tells us, whoever fasts the month of Ramadan, and in other narrations, whoever prays the nights of the month of Ramadan, and in a third narration, whoever prays Laylatul Qadr, إيمانًا واحتسابًا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه, out of belief in Allah and hoping in the reward of Allah, will have his sins forgiven. So congratulations to the ones who have earned these prizes. My condolences and commiserations are extended to those who have missed out on these opportunities and gifts. Ali ibn Abi Talib would say when the month of Ramadan was about to finish or had finished, لَيْتَ شَعْرِي مَنِ الْمَقْبُولُ مِنَّا فَنُهَنِّيهِ وَمَنِ الْمَرْدُودُ مِنَّا فَنُعَزِّيهِ. He would say, oh, I wonder whom among us here has had his worship accepted, and whom among us here has had his worship rejected, so that we may offer him condolences. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud would say, أَيُّهَا الْمَقْبُولُ هَنِيئًا لَكْ وَأَيُّهَا الْمَحْرُومُ جَبَرَ اللَّهُ مُصِيبَتَكْ. O you whose deeds have been accepted by Allah, congratulations. And O you who has been rejected by Allah, may Allah alleviate your calamity. In these days, the Muslim is to establish a special and private relationship with Allah and is to exert himself in a way which he has never exerted himself before. You are to push yourself and myself as well in a way which you have never done so before in terms of ibadah and the worship of Allah. For three reasons, two of which are commonly known, the last of which is not so commonly known. The first reason why a Muslim should push himself now more than ever is the well-known reason that we are now bidding farewell to Ramadan. Less than a week's time, it will be saying to us, Assalamu alaikum. And therefore, our mother Aisha would say, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل عليه العشر أحيى الليل وأيقظ أهله وجد وشد المئزر. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would experience the last 10 nights of Ramadan, he would spend the entire night in the worship of Allah. And he would wake up his family to do so as well. And he would be serious in the worship of Allah, and he would strap up his waist high, an indication of the seriousness of the Messenger in these 10 days. So the first reason is because we are bidding this month farewell in less than a week's time. The second reason is because we are all now on a desperate pursuit for Laylatul Qadr. The Muslim now should be searching for Laylatul Qadr more eagerly than a mother search for her lost child. Laylatul Qadr is a day where if your worship coincides with it, as you know, it is khayrun min alfi shahr, better than 1,000 months. That is over, or approximately 82 years of worship for one day. That's what I call an investment, and that's what I call value for your ibadah. Imagine an individual who reaches the age of puberty at the age of 13 and then dies at the age of 70 and fasts the Ramadan in between. That's 57 consecutive Ramadan. Assuming his worship coincides with Laylatul Qadr every single year, that's approximately 4,500 years added to your dismally short life. Allahu Akbar. We are in search for Laylatul Qadr. This is the second reason why we are in pursuit, and we should be exerting ourselves in these days more than ever before in the worship of Allah, Ya Ikhwan. And the third reason, which isn't so known by the masses, is because we are living in times when the worship of Allah is becoming increasingly difficult and rare because of the tribulations involved in our times. We must confess to this, and we must be honest with ourselves. Worshipping Allah today is not how it was yesterday and the days before. Abadan. I am not referring to al-ibadah as-suriyah, the outward forms of worship. We are all engaged in that, fasting and prostrating and giving charity. I am referring to al-ibadah al-haqiqiyah, the true worship of Allah, where your heart and soul is prostrating to Allah along with your body. Your mind is clarified for the worship of Allah. This is what is becoming rare and difficult because of the fitan and the tribulations of the ummah today. And that is why the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, as was narrated by Ma'qil ibn Yasar and reported by Muslim in his Sahih, Al-ibadatu fil harji kahijratin ilay. He who worships Allah during times of Al-Harj, and I shall explain what that means in a moment, will be given a reward similar to a person who has immigrated to me. Allahu Akbar. Look at the reward of the early Sahaba who immigrated from Mecca to Medina. The reward that they were given for their hijrah. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, if you find the clarity of mind to worship Allah during times of Al-Harj, your reward will be like a person who has immigrated to not Medina, but to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. Allahu Akbar. We are living through these difficult times. What is Al-Harj? Imam al-Nawawi explains in his sharh, and he says, وَالْمُرَادُ بِالْهَرْجِ هُنَا الْفِتْنَةِ وَاخْطِلَاطُ أُمُورِ النَّاسِ وَسَبَبُ كَثْرَةِ فَضْلِ الْعِبَادَةِ فِيهِ أَنَّ النَّاسَ يَشْتَغِلُونَ عَنْهَا وَيَغْفُلُونَ عَنْهَا وَلَا يَتَفَرَّغُ لَهَا إِلَّا أَفْرَادِ. He says, what is meant by the term Al-Harj in the hadith is times of fitnah. And when things are not clear and the affairs of the ummah are ambiguous. And he says, the reason why the reward of worshipping Allah during those times is so great, because people are occupied, people are distracted, and it is only select few individuals who free up their mind for the worship of Allah. We are going through these times. At the local level, fitna has reached the very pockets of the shabab. Shubuhat, doubtful matters, spilled on the ummah, left, right, and center. The media attacks everyone and everything to do with Islam and the movement of Islam. Unprecedented illnesses, sudden deaths, internal conflict. And then when you look at the international political level, Egypt, Allahu Akbar, is on fire. Syria is on fire. Al-Aqsa is not with us. Turmoil in the Islamic world. We are experiencing times of Al-Harj when things are not clear. Therefore, the masses have been vacuumed and sucked up into these calamities. and the masses have had their focus totally stripped away from them. Therefore, he or she who finds the ability to free up his or her mind to worship Allah, heart, mind, and soul, will be given an abnormally great reward. We are to push ourselves in these days because Ramadan is bidding us farewell, because we are in search for Laylatul Qadr, and number three, because we are living through testing times, the reward of which will be abnormally different. Enact an intention from now, my beloved brother, that the moment Ramadan bids you farewell, you continue your acts of worship to the best of your ability all throughout the year. And turn off the lights once and for all upon your sins and bad habits. And if you do, then you are treading a profitable path. And this is one of the starkest indications that Allah Ar-Rahman has accepted your acts of worship. The brothers who are saying, give us indications that our acts of worship have been accepted in this month, that our thirst and hunger and da'wah and dhikr and Qur'an and siyam, tahajjud has been accepted. Give us an indication. This is one indication for me and you, that you continue your ibadah outside Ramadan as well, because as the scholars of Islam say, al-hasanah, the good deed gives birth to another good deed. And when it does, it's an indication that Allah has accepted the first. You find that now ibadah becomes sweeter to you than honey. And now Allah is opening up for you the doors of ibadah. And now entering these doors becomes the most beautiful thing to your heart. That is an indication that Allah has accepted your ibadah. It gives birth to another act of worship. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. Allah says, he who gives in charity and has fear of Allah, taqwa, and he believes in the best reward, we will ease for him a path of ease. Look, Allah says, we will ease for him a path of ease. Ibadah becomes easy. Ibadah becomes continuous. Ibadah becomes perpetual, not a monthly endeavor. As for he who is already planning a wretched return to his sins, already planning from now the month of Ramadan departs and he will return to his bad behavior, and he would return to the illicit relationships and pornographic websites and music, this is one of the most manifest of indications that your ibadah wasn't even lifted and taken up to Allah in the first place in the month of Ramadan. Yahya ibn Mu'ad, he says, من استغفر بلسانه وقلبه على المعصية معقود وعزمه أن يرجع إلى المعصية بعد الشهر ويعود فصيامه عليه مردود وباب القبول في وجهه مسدود. الله أكبر. He says, he who repents to Allah with his mouth, his tongue, forgive me, O Allah, but his heart is insistent that he will return to sin, then his fasting has been rejected and the door of acceptance has been closed in his face. The first indication that your ibadah has been accepted in this month is that you continue what you can from it all throughout the year after Ramadan until the next. A second indication that your fast has been accepted is that upon the completion of fasting, Allah Almighty inspires your heart to repent to him and to seek his pardon and forgiveness. That's an indication. Allahu Akbar. You come out of the month of forgiveness by asking Allah to forgive you. That's an indication. And when you look in the acts of Sharia, many of the acts of worship are concluded with istighfar. When you finish your salah, a great act of worship, you say, Astaghfirullah, pardon me, O Allah, forgive me, O Allah. When you finish your pilgrimage, or you are coming down from the Mount Arafah, Allah says, ثُمَّ أَفِيضُ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَفَاضُ النَّاسِ وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ. Go from where people are going on the day of Hajj and ask Allah to forgive your sins. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after 23 years of jihad and worship and establishing a Muslim nation and sacrifice, and he finally conquers Mecca, Allah says, وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ. Ask Allah to forgive your sins. In the night, you may have spent the entire night worshipping Allah, doing dhikr and qiyam. But when the last portion of the night comes, what should you do? Allah says, وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَصْحَابِ They who repent to Allah in the last portion of the night. Therefore, it is incumbent upon us when this beautiful month departs, and now that we are still in it, to ask Allah to forgive our shortcomings in this month. To ask Allah to pardon our incomplete act of worship. It is deficient and incomplete. To pardon us for our sluggishness. To pardon us for our complaints and complacency. To pardon us for the ibadah that was mixed with sin and pride and showing off. كتب عمر بن عبد العزيز إلى الأمصار بأن يختموا شهر رمضان بالاستغفار والصدقة يعني صدقة الفطر. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz sent a letter to the countries that were under his rule, saying to them, make sure that you end the month of Ramadan with repentance to Allah and the Sadaqatul Fitr. And he said in his letter, repeat the words of your father, Adam, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ Oh Allah, we have wronged ourselves. And if you do not forgive us and pardon us, we will be from the losers. He said to them in a letter, repeat the words of Nuh, Prophet Nuh, who said, وَإِلَّا تَغْفِرْ لِي وَتَرْحَمْنِي أَكُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ If you don't forgive me and pardon me, I would be among the losers. Repeat the words of Musa, who said, إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي رَبِّي إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي فَاغْفِرْ لِي My Lord, I have wronged myself, so please forgive me. Repeat the words of the known who said, La ilaha illa anta subhanak. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. There is no God worthy of worship except you. Subhanak. I have been from the wrongdoers. Repeat the words of Ibrahim who said, Walladhi atma'u an yaghfira li khati'ati yawm al-deen. He is Allah, the one whom I hope will forgive my sins on the day of resurrection. This is the affair of the believer. This is the affair of the wali, the close friend of Allah. He puts forward a good deed to the best of his or her ability. And when he does, he raises his hands to Allah and said, Oh Allah, did you accept? Oh Allah, pardon me for my shortcomings. Forgive me, I have not worshipped you as you should be worshipped. As we finish the month of Ramadan, the Muslim should gather in his heart between two emotions. The first is an incredible sense of hope in the mercy of Allah because he has given you permission to worship him. And the second emotion is incredible sense of fear that perhaps Allah may reject your act of worship. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. An athlete in the 2,000 or a 3,000 meter race finds himself accelerating the most just before he reaches the finish line. And lo and behold, we have almost reached the finish line of the month of Ramadan, and thus now is the time to exert ourselves like never before. Now is the time to give your worship attention like you have never done before. Now is the time to weep over your sins, to weep over your eye that does not weep, to weep over your heart that does not humble itself from the fear and love of Allah. Now is the time before the month of Ramadan finishes. When Allah Almighty speaks about how we should be on earth, on this world, Allah says, "Famshu, famshu fi manakibiha." Walk, walk in the paths of Allah. And Allah says, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَ The slaves of Allah ar-Rahman are those who walk on the earth calmly, solemnly. But then now look at how Allah speaks about our relationship with good deeds and the Akhirah. Allahu Akbar, the language of the Quran now changes altogether. And now when Allah speaks about dhikr, dhikr, Allah says, فَسْعَوْا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ Rush, not walk, rush to the remembrance of Allah, to salah. When Allah speaks about our relationship with good deeds, Allah says, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ Race in good deeds. When Allah Ta'ala speaks about paradise and His forgiveness, He says, سَارِعُوا وَسَابِقُوا Race and rush to the forgiveness of Allah and His paradise. When Allah Almighty speaks about his majestic self and how we should be with him. He says, "Fafirru ila Allah," rush to Allah, escape to Allah, flee to Allah. At-tu'adatu fi kulli shay'in khayr illa fi 'amali al-akhirah. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, calmness, tranquility is good in everything except in the deeds of al-akhirah. That you should rush to, that you mustn't procrastinate, that you mustn't delay. Allahu Akbar. Ramadan is about to leave. Ramadan has ascended its mount. Ramadan has settled on its saddle. Ramadan has picked up its whip and is about to give us farewell. Are you grieved? Or are you relieved? Are you saddened at the departure of Ramadan? That's a sign of Iman. Or are you relieved and good riddance that Ramadan is leaving? That is not a sign of Iman. Are you amongst those who repeat after that righteous poet who cried, lamenting himself over the departure of Ramadan, saying, Ya la'imi fil bukai, zidini bihi kalafat, wasma' ghariba ahadithin wa akhbari, ma kana ahsanana. والشمل مجتمع من المصلي ومن القانت القاري. He would say, don't blame me for my tears as I bid Ramadan farewell. How beautiful were we as Muslims gathered, praying and reciting Quran to Allah. Are you from that group? Ya Rabbi, make us from this group who have felt and experienced the sweetness of it, of this month, and recognize with honesty our criminality and our injustice to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or are you from the second group? A'udhu billah. That wretched group who says, good riddance, Ramadan. Welcome back my sins, O Ramadan. Return to my day-to-day routine. Go back, Ramadan. Like that sick poet who said, Walla Ramadan, fahatiha ya saqi, mushtaqatan tas'a ila mushtaqi. He said, Ramadan has gone, finally. So reunite me with my wine. Reunite me like two lovers are reunited after they were far apart. A'udhu billah. He who is planning a return to sins and smoking and shisha after Ramadan was never from the people of Ramadan. He who is planning to miss his salah in congregation after Ramadan was not from the people of Ramadan. He who is planning to retreat and reverse to his previous habits and behavior and bad conduct and manners after Ramadan was never from the people of Ramadan to begin with. Sahl ibn Abdullah al-Tasturi says, At-ta'atu yaf'aluha al-barru wal-fajir wa la yajtanib al-ma'asi illa siddiq. Good deeds, he says, they are done by the good and the bad Muslim. However, it is only a siddiq, a truthful Muslim, who abstains from sins. I know, and perhaps you do as well, drug dealers who are fasting in this month, praying in this month, perhaps even weeping in this month. Fornicators, those who consume alcohol, who deal with interest, they are fasting this month and praying with us. This is done by the bad and the good Muslim. May Allah give us hidayah and them. As for those who stay away from sins, that's a different level altogether. This is the Siddiq. This is the truthful Muslim. Allah Almighty says, my beloved, وَلَا تَكُونُ كَلَّتِي نَقَدَتْ غَزْلَهَا مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ أَنْكَاثَ. Allah says, don't be like she who undoes her thread which she had spun after it had become strong. You and I have been spinning a thread for an entire month, worshipping Allah and preparing our estates in paradise, which we hope we will claim one day. Don't unspin that thread. Don't throw away your assets. Don't throw away the deeds that you have been so eagerly trying to claim. Continue your acts of worship all throughout the year. Have you ever seen an individual who spends a lifetime amassing wealth, and then finally, when he has a huge sum of money, he displays it to the public to take from it as they wish without guards and without protection? Of course not. That would be stupid, because his money would deplete, his efforts would deplete. Likewise is an individual who has been spinning a thread and worshipping Allah eagerly for an entire month, and then the first day of Eid comes in, a day which is supposed to be a day of gratitude, and it begins with sins a reversion to one's bad habits, you have knocked out all of the good deeds that you have done. Ask yourself, my beloved, what have you taken from Ramadan? What have I taken from the month of Ramadan? What are the effects of this month on me after Ramadan? If my deeds have been accepted by Allah, then I need to see Ramadan with me in Shawwal and Dhul Hijjah and Dhul Qa'dah and all of the months of the year. Allah Ta'ala speaks about a certain group of disbelievers saying, وَإِذَا جَاءُوكُمْ قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَقَدْ دَخَلُوا بِالْكُفْرِ وَهُمْ قَدْ خَرَجُوا مِنْ. Allah says, they come to you, these disbelievers, and they say to you, we believe. They come to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with disbelief, and they leave from your gathering as disbelievers as well. In other words, they came as disbelievers, they listened to your hadith, they listened to the Quran, but they left your gathering with the same disbelief in their heart. They did not benefit. Likewise, Allah Almighty speaks about the wives of Prophet Lot and Prophet Nuh, and he says, فَلَمْ يُغْنِيَ عَنْهُمَا مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. Being in the household of prophethood did not benefit either of them. They died as disbelievers and they will be in the fire. Then you ask yourself, and I ask myself, what have we taken from Ramadan? Has it benefited us? We entered the month of Ramadan carrying sins and shortcomings and bad habits. Have we left Ramadan with the same sins and the same shortcomings and the same habits? This cannot be, my brothers and sisters. It is understandable that we cannot keep the entire exact same momentum which we had in Ramadan all throughout the year. That's difficult. We know, realistically speaking, that Ramadan brought with it an air of ease, an ibadah-friendly environment. The gates of Jannah were opened up, the devils were chained up, and the worship of Allah is sweet and easy in this month. However, there mustn't be a total cessation to your acts of worship after Ramadan. You will not be able to maintain the exact amount all throughout the year, but you mustn't terminate it. You mustn't plummet from hero to zero. There must be a continuation, even if it is in a small amount, because these are the deeds that are most beloved to Allah, the continuous ones, even if they are little. If the season of Ramadan has ended, the season of Salah, then there is another season that comes not once a year, but five times a day, which Umar ibn al-Khattab would say, لَا حَظَّ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الصَّلَاةِ. There is no portion of Islam for he who leaves Salah. It comes five times a day, not just in Ramadan, my beloved. If the season of Ramadan, the season of Qiyamul Layl, praying at night, has departed, then Alhamdulillah, the night is still around. It comes every night. وهو الذي جعل الليل والنهار خلفة لمن أراد أن يذكر أو أراد شكورا. Allah said, I have made the nights and the day come in succession one after the other for he who wants to remember me or he who wants to show gratitude. The night is still around. وأفضل الصلاة بعد المكتوبة صلاة الليل. The greatest prayer that you can pray after the obligation prayers is the night prayer. If the month of Quran has gone, the month of Sadaqah has gone, the month of fasting has gone, these are seasons that still exist every day of the year. Do you only fast in Ramadan, my brother? Do you only give Sadaqah in Ramadan, my brother? Do you only pray at night in Ramadan, my brother? I will close by narrating an athar. Abdullah, the son of Al-Hasan, the son of Salih, he had a slave woman, and he sold her once to a particular family. And when the middle of the night came in, before Fajr, she said to them, As-salah, as-salah, time to pray, time to pray. They woke up and they said, Atala' al-Fajr, is it time for Fajr already? She said to them, Dakum la tusalluna illa al-maktuba. Do you only pray the obligation? Do you only pray the five prayers? And then she went back to Abdullah ibn Hassan, who sold her, and she said to him, لَقَدْ بِعْتَنِي إِلَىٰ قَوْمِ سُوءٍ لَا يُصَلُّونَ إِلَّا الْمَكْتُوبَ رُدَّنِي رُدَّنِي. You have sold me to an evil people. They only pray the obligatory prayers. Return me, return me. continue your acts of worship, my brothers and sisters, even if it is to a smaller amount, all throughout the year. And this will be one of the indications that Allah Almighty has accepted from us what we have put forward in the month of Ramadan. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimin wal muslimat wal mu'minin wal mu'minat al ahya'a minhum wal amwat innaka qareebun mujeebun samii'ud da'awat ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد اذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمه انك انت الوهاب اللهم ارزقنا الاستقامه والثبات والمداومه في رمضان وبعد رمضان يا رب العالمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.